Spotify plays are more than just numbers. They directly influence an artist's visibility and credibility. Dr. Smith, can you explain how exactly these play counts affect an artist's career trajectory?
Absolutely. A high play count elevates an artist's position in Spotify's algorithm, increasing their likelihood of appearing on playlists like Discover Weekly. This is crucial as playlists often serve as a gateway for new listeners. For instance, a rising artist I worked with saw a 200% increase in streams after landing on a popular playlist.
That's a significant boost. However, some argue that focusing too much on play counts can distract from artistic quality. What do you think about this potential pitfall?
It's a valid concern. While numbers are important, they shouldn't overshadow the creative process. It's like valuing a book by its sales without considering the content. To balance, artists should focus on authentic engagement strategies that emphasize quality.
Looking ahead, how do you see the role of Spotify plays evolving in the music industry?
I foresee a shift towards more sophisticated algorithms that value not just play counts but listener retention and engagement duration. This could redefine how artists approach their release strategies, possibly encouraging more interactive content.
With over 100,000 tracks uploaded daily to Spotify, standing out is a monumental task. What are the biggest challenges musicians face in getting more plays, Ms. Johnson?
The sheer volume of competition is daunting. Many artists struggle because playlists tend to favor those with existing engagement. For example, an indie band I know found their tracks buried under major label releases despite having high-quality music.
Indeed, breaking through can be tough. Some suggest that relying on organic growth is too slow and inefficient. How would you counter this viewpoint?
While organic growth takes time, it builds a loyal fan base. Instant boosts might offer quick results, but they lack depth. It's like building a house on sand versus a solid foundation. Artists should use a mix of strategies for sustainable growth.
In the future, what innovations might help artists overcome these challenges more effectively?
Advancements in AI-driven recommendations could level the playing field by highlighting diverse artists based on listener preferences rather than play counts alone. This could democratize exposure and foster more diverse music discovery.
Many artists turn to services like for boosting play counts safely and effectively. Mr. Carter, can you elaborate on how these services work without compromising authenticity?
Certainly, connects artists with real listeners, ensuring engagement is genuine. Unlike bots, these are actual users who listen and interact with the music. An artist using this service saw a 30% increase in playlist features due to enhanced visibility.
Skeptics argue that any form of play boosting is artificial and undermines natural growth. What's your response to that?
The key is in the execution. Services like ours focus on real engagement, which complements organic growth rather than replacing it. It's akin to using fertilizer in gardening. It accelerates growth without harming the plant.
As we move forward, how might these services evolve to better support artists?
I believe future iterations will integrate deeper analytics, allowing artists to understand listener behavior more comprehensively. This insight will help tailor strategies that further enhance engagement and fan loyalty.
Boosting play counts is just one piece of the puzzle. Ms. Lee, how can artists maximize their Spotify growth through broader promotional strategies?
Expanding reach involves leveraging multiple platforms. Social media, influencer partnerships, and playlist submissions are critical. One artist I managed used TikTok challenges to drive a viral campaign, resulting in a 400% play increase on Spotify. It's about strategic integration. Social media should amplify an artist's existing narrative, not overshadow it. Think of it as a microphone for your voice, not a replacement. The focus should remain on strengthening the core brand.
What future trends do you foresee in music promotion that artists should prepare for?
Interactive content and virtual reality could become game changers, offering immersive experiences that deepen fan engagement. Artists who adapt early will likely set themselves apart in an evolving digital landscape.